USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As out-of-control crime and violence continue to plague our cities, we return to Memphis, Tennessee. Police there say they have arrested a 19-year-old repeat offender randomly shooting and killing four people, injuring at least three in eight crime scenes Wednesday afternoon. Suspect Ezekiel Kelly was broadcasting on Facebook and has been arrested. An unidentified witness on ABC 24, Memphis.
We were in the middle of setting up the tents and everything and setting up the food when they heard the shots. And my pastor and some other members, including my pastor's father, went inside and the man was on the floor. He was a Hispanic man.
Soft on crime policies failed Memphis, so says Mayor Jim Strickland. He revealed Kelly was slapped on the wrist for an attempted first-degree murder charge in April of last year.
If Mr. Kelly served his full three-year sentence, he would still be in prison today, and four of our fellow citizens would still be alive.
A federal judge has given the U.S. Department of Justice and Donald Trump's lawyers until Friday to come up with a list of potential candidates to serve as a special master to review records the FBI seized from Trump's Florida home. Miles Sanderson, one of two suspects in a stabbing spree in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, has died shortly after his arrest. Police say he went into medical distress and did not recover. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre and Dr. Anthony Fauci have 21 days to turn over all communications with social media platforms. 50 in all government officials in a lawsuit by two states are accused of collaborating with social media companies to censor free speech. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
As Republicans and Democrats fight for your vote this November, the Senate race in Georgia has the polls flipping slightly for underdog Herschel Walker. He was on Fox News and is in a battle with Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock.
You know, they've spent over $50 million against me, but the race is still tied. I'm up by one, and the reason why is that people want a change in Washington. Senator Warnock is a cut from the cloth of Joe Biden, and what I mean by that is he believes in higher taxes. He believes in open borders. He voted to put men and women's sports, and that's not what the Georgia people want.
Metro Police said Wednesday they've arrested a suspect in the stabbing death of conservative-based Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff German. German was found stabbed to death outside his home on Saturday. Clark County Public Administrator Democrat Robert Tellis has been arrested. German had spent months reporting on Tellis' misconduct in his office and then lost his re-election bid. Tellis denies the murder claims. There's an update on the Uvalde, Texas school shooting.
Two Texas Department of Public Safety officers are being suspended as part of an investigation into their actions during the Uvalde school shooting. DPS saying the officers are among five being investigated by the Inspector General's office to determine if their response to the shooting violated department policy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.